Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
What makes Christianity unique, and how is the Christian faith different from other religions?
I'm joined today by Dr. Harry Rita, Senior Minister at Briarwood Presbyterian Church in Birmingham, Alabama. Dr. Rita, what makes the Christian faith unique?
It would be easy for me to answer this question just by saying Christianity is unique because it's true. All the other religions are false, or have aspects of truth which they falsely package. But Christianity is unique because it is true. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. But let me be even more precise. The question specifically, what makes it different or unique from all the other religions in the world? Well, here's just one basic undergirding principle. The religions of this world tell you what you must do or give in order to be saved, in however that religion defines salvation. It tells you what you must do, tells you what you must give, or what you do and give in order to be saved in the manner that they define salvation. Christianity is absolutely unique. Christianity says to us, it's not what you do and give. In fact, what we do and give is not the solution. What we do and give creates the problem, because we're sinners. Even our righteousness is like filthy rags. We are polluted with sin because of our sin nature. We're born sinners, therefore we actually sin. And therefore we can't provide an atonement for our sins. We can't deliver ourselves from our sins. Now that's actually what creates a scandal to the world. Unless the Holy Spirit gives someone eyes to see and ears to hear, when you come to with the good news, we're helpless, we're hopeless, we're unable, we are unwilling to come to Christ. But God has done for us what we could not do for ourselves. Here is great news. We're sinners, we need a Savior, and we cannot save ourselves, and our religion can't save us. Now, actually, unless the Holy Spirit gives you eyes to see and ears to hear, what that good news becomes a scandal. And so the world rejects it. They would rather put a false hope in what they do in man-made religion or what they do in their sincerity or by their rituals. So that's the uniqueness of Christ. It's salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And people say, well, then you don't believe in salvation by works. I say, oh, yes, I do. But it's not my work. It's what Christ has done. It is the work of Christ for me and the work of the Holy Spirit in me. And it comes by God's love through His grace, His undeserved, unmerited, unstoppable love. That is what is unique. Christianity says, we need a Savior. We can't save ourselves. And God saves all of His people. And if you're in Christ, there is no condemnation. If you're in Christ, all charges have been removed. If you're in Christ, nothing can separate you from the love of God in Christ.
I'm Nathan W. Bingham, and you have been listening to the Ask Ligonier podcast. On behalf of the entire Ligonier Ministries team, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. And if you have a biblical or theological question, perhaps about Christmas, Jesus, or anything that you've heard on the podcast this year, we have a team of well-trained agents standing by, ready to provide those answers. And you can find out all the ways that you can ask Ligonier by simply visiting ask.ligonier.org.